Hello, we begin a new week with episode 87 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb. Today we'll complete Leviticus with the reading of chapter 27, and we'll also read Mark chapter 11 and Psalms chapter 9 from the Common English Bible. Leviticus chapter 27. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when a person makes a solemn promise to the Lord involving the value of a person, if it is the value for a male between 20 and 60 years old, his value is 50 silver shekels according to the sanctuary shekel. If the person is a female, her value is 30 shekels. If the age of the person is between 5 and 20 years, the value for a male is 20 shekels, for a female, 10 shekels. If the age of the person is between 1 month and 5 years, the value for a male is 5 silver shekels, for a female, 3 silver shekels. If the age of the person is 60 years or more, the value is 15 shekels if the person is male, 10 shekels for a female. But if financial difficulty prevents the promise maker from giving the full value, they must set the person before the priest. The priest will assign the person a value according to what the promise maker can afford. If a solemn promise involves livestock that can be offered to the Lord, any such animal given to the Lord will be considered holy. The promise maker cannot replace or substitute for it, either good for bad or bad for good. But if one should substitute one animal for another, both it and the substitute will be holy. If the solemn promise involves any kind of unclean animal that cannot be offered to the Lord, the promise maker must set the animal before the priest. The priest will assign it a value, whether high to low. Its value will be what the priest says. If the promise maker wishes to buy it back, they must add 1/5 to its value. When someone dedicates their house to the Lord as holy, the priest will assign a value to it, whether high or low. The value is fixed, whatever value the priest assigns to it. If the one who dedicates the house wishes to buy it back, they must add 1/5 to its valued price, and it will be theirs again. If a person dedicates part of the land from their family property to the Lord, the value will be set according to the seed needed to plant it, 50 silver shekels per homer of barley seed. If the person dedicates the piece of land during the Jubilee year, its value will stay fixed. But if the person dedicates the piece after the Jubilee year, the priest will calculate the price according to the years that are left until the next Jubilee year, and the value will be reduced. If the one who dedicates the land wishes to buy it back, they must add 1/5 to its valued price, and it will be theirs again. But if they do not buy it back, or if it was sold to someone else, it is no longer able to be bought back. When the piece of land is released in the Jubilee year, it will be holy to the Lord like a piece of devoted land. It will be the priest's property. If the person dedicates land they purchased to the Lord, land that is not part of their family property, the priest will calculate the amount of its value until the Jubilee year. The person must pay the value on that day as a holy donation to the Lord. In the Jubilee year, the piece of land will return to the seller, to the one who is the original owner of the family property. Every value will be according to the sanctuary shekel. The shekel will be 20 gerahs. But note that a person cannot dedicate any oldest offspring from livestock, which already belongs to the Lord, because it is the oldest. Whether ox or sheep, it belongs to the Lord. If it is an unclean animal, it may be bought back at its value plus 20%. If it is not bought back, it will be sold at its set value. Also note that everything someone devotes to the Lord from their possessions, whether humans, animals, or pieces of land from their family property, cannot be sold or bought back. Every devoted thing is most holy to the Lord. No human beings that have been devoted can be bought back. They must be executed. All tenth part gifts from the land, whether of seed from the ground or fruit from the trees, belong to the Lord. They are holy to the Lord. If someone wishes to buy back part of their tenth part gift, they must add 1/5 to it. All tenth part gifts from a herd or flock, every tenth animal that passes under the shepherd's staff, will be holy to the Lord. The one bringing the tenth part gift must not pick out the good from the bad, and cannot substitute any animal. But if one should substitute an animal, both it and the substitute will be holy and cannot be bought back. These are the commands that the Lord gave Moses on Mount Sinai for the Israelites. Mark chapter 11. When Jesus and his followers approached Jerusalem, they came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives. Jesus gave two disciples a task, saying to them, "Go into the village over there. As soon as you enter it, you will find tied up there a colt that no one has ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'Its master needs it,' and he will send it back right away." They went and found a colt tied to a gate outside on the street, and they untied it. Some people standing around said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them just what Jesus said, and they left them alone. They brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes upon it, and he sat on it. Many people spread out their clothes on the road, while others spread branches cut from the fields. Those in front of him and those following were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessings on the coming kingdom of our ancestor David! Hosanna in the highest!" Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. After he looked around at everything, because it was already late in the evening, he returned to Bethany with the 12. The next day, after leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. From far away, he noticed a fig tree in leaf, so he went to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing except leaves, since it wasn't the season for figs. So he said to it, "No one will ever again eat your fruit." His disciples heard this. They came into Jerusalem. After entering the temple, he threw out those who were selling and buying there. He pushed over the tables used for currency exchange and the chairs of those who sold doves. He didn't allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. He taught them, "Hasn't it been written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations'? But you've turned it into a hideout for crooks." The chief priests and legal experts heard this and tried to find a way to destroy him. They regarded him as dangerous because the whole crowd was enthralled at his teaching. When it was evening, Jesus and his disciples went outside the city. Early in the morning, as Jesus and his disciples were walking along, they saw the fig tree withered from the root up. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look how the fig tree you cursed has dried up." Jesus responded to them, "Have faith in God. I assure you that whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and doesn't waver but believes that what is said really will happen, it will happen. Therefore, I say to you, whatever you pray and ask for, believe that you will receive it and it will be so for you. And whenever you stand up to pray, if you have something against anyone, forgive so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your wrongdoings." Jesus and his disciples entered Jerusalem again. As Jesus was walking around the temple, the chief priests, legal experts, and elders came to him. They asked, "What kind of authority do you have for doing these things? Who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I have a question for you. Give me an answer, then I'll tell you what kind of authority I have to do these things. Was John's baptism of heavenly or human origin? Answer me." They argued among themselves, "If we say it's of heavenly origin, he'll say, 'Then why didn't you believe him?' But we can't say it's of earthly origin." They said this because they were afraid of the crowd, because they all thought John was a prophet. They answered Jesus, "We don't know." Jesus replied, "Neither will I tell you what kind of authority I have to do these things." Psalms chapter 9. I will thank you, Lord, with all my heart. I will talk about all your wonderful acts. I will celebrate and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to your name, Most High. When my enemies turn and retreat, they fall down and die right in front of you because you have established justice for me and my claim, because you rule from the throne, establishing justice rightly. You have denounced the nations, destroyed the wicked. You have erased their name for all time. Every enemy is wiped out, like something ruined forever. You've torn down their cities. Even the memory of them is dead. But the Lord rules forever. He assumes his throne for the sake of justice. He will establish justice in the world rightly. He will judge all people fairly. The Lord is a safe place for the oppressed, a safe place in difficult times. Those who know your name trust you, because you have not abandoned any who seek you, Lord. Sing praises to the Lord who lives in Zion. Proclaim his mighty acts among all people, because the one who avenges bloodshed remembers those who suffer. The Lord hasn't forgotten their cries for help. Have mercy on me, Lord. Just look how I suffer because of those who hate me. But you are the one who brings me back from the very gates of death, so I can declare all your praises, so I can rejoice in your salvation in the gates of daughter Zion. The nations have fallen into the hole they themselves made. Their feet are caught in the very net they themselves hid. The Lord is famous for the justice he has done. It's his own doing that the wicked are trapped. Hagayon, Selah. Let the wicked go straight to the grave, the same for every nation that forgets God, because the poor won't be forgotten forever. The hope of those who suffer won't be lost for all time. Get up, Lord. Don't let people prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Strike them with fear, Lord. Let the nations know they are only human. Selah. May God bless the reading of his word. As you probably know, the first five books of the Old Testament are called the Pentateuch. They are the books of the law. Tomorrow we'll begin reading the fourth book of the law, the book of Numbers. In Mark 11 today, we heard a very important truth that is often overlooked. Jesus told his disciples to forgive so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your wrongdoings. Or put another way, if you don't forgive others, your Father will not forgive you. Yikes. Maybe it's time to bring out that ledger I've been keeping of the wrongs people have done to me and zero everything out, huh? I think so. Psalm chapter 9 has so much gold in it. One nugget is, those who know your name trust you because you have not abandoned any who seek you, Lord. That's a wonderful promise to be reminded of. I hope your weekend was a good one. Here in Southern California, we've been experiencing a heat wave, record temperatures. My son Stephen was in Palm Springs yesterday and it was something like 124 degrees. My, 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 that's hot. So we're hoping for a cool down this week. Well, thanks for coming along today. I hope you're back tomorrow. Hey, why not invite a friend to join us on our journey through God's Word? I'll see you tomorrow. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.